This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Major Hurricane Delta is spinning across the Gulf of Mexico toward an expected landfall in coming hours along the United States Gulf Coast. The dangerous storm is apparently set to target the same area of southwest Louisiana battered by Hurricane Laura 6 weeks ago. Businesses have already boarded up, and people have rushed to stock up on last-minute supplies or leave for safety elsewhere. Devastation is still widely evident from Laura, a late August hurricane blamed for more than 36 deaths. As Hurricane Delta churns north toward an expected landfall Friday evening, a hurricane warning is in place from High Island, Texas to Morgan City, Louisiana. U.S. President Donald Trump's doctors have cleared him for public engagements beginning this weekend. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
President Donald Trump's doctor says the president can make a safe return to public engagements as early as Saturday. In a letter updating the president's condition, Dr. Sean Conley says the president, who tested positive for COVID-19 last week, has completed the course of therapy prescribed by his team of physicians. Conley writes that Trump has responded extremely well to treatment without evidence on examination of adverse therapeutic effects. Trump, who returned to the White House Monday from Walter Reed Military Medical Center, is eager to resume campaign appearances with Election Day less than 4 weeks away. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Despite that news, U.S. President Trump is pulling out of an October 15th debate with Democratic rival Joe Biden after it was changed to a virtual event. Mr. Trump, who was hospitalized from COVID-19, blasted the format change announced by the nonpartisan commission in charge of the debate and expressed concern his microphone could be cut off. This is VOA News. A British study finds 86% of people infected with the coronavirus did not show the main symptoms on the day they were tested. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Researchers at University College London analyzed data from an official survey which had been testing thousands of households every week, regardless of whether the subjects had COVID symptoms. Researchers found that of those who tested positive, 86% did not have key symptoms, such as a cough, a fever, or loss of taste or smell. Lead researcher Irene Peterson says the figures suggest many may be spreading the virus while asymptomatic, adding frequent and widespread testing of all individuals is needed to curb silent transmission. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero said late Thursday that most of the Caribbean island nation would be open to international tourism starting next week as it moved towards a, quote, new normality, end quote, after containing its coronavirus outbreak. The country, which closed its borders 6 months ago in a bid to contain the spread of the virus, has been gradually opening up to tourism ahead of the November to March high season. First in the Keys, then it's a Vero Beach resort. 13 of Cuba's 16 provinces will now be open to tourism, Marrero told a roundtable discussion broadcast to the nation, albeit not yet the capital, Havana, which only just appears to have curbed a second wave of infections with strict measures, including a curfew. International tourism is one of Cuba's top hard currency earners, so its suspension this year has dealt a blow to the cash-strapped economy, even as the United States has continued to harden its decades-old trade embargo. Canada's Justice Department said late Thursday a judge has upheld the majority of Canada's privileged claims over documents sought by lawyers for Huawei Chief Financial Officer Ming Wanzhou in her U.S. extradition case. In August, Ming's lawyers argued for the release of more confidential documents relating to her December 2018 arrest in Vancouver, including emails between Canadian and American authorities to support their claim that her rights were violated by the authorities. The Nobel Committee announces the Nobel Peace Prize Award for 2020 goes to the United Nations World Food Program.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2020 to the World Food Program for its efforts to combat hunger.
By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. This is VOA News.